Among his other work, Graham Kemelo covers the business events sector, and recently in Cairns he visited a new event venue that happens to be a boutique brewery on the site of the old Cairns Wharf, now their cruise terminal. There they've built Hemingway's Brewery, where Graham spoke to head brewer Anthony Clem.
I'm talking with Anthony Clem, who's head brewer at Hemingway's here on the wharf at Cairns. Anthony, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thanks, Grant. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, anywhere other than Melbourne's probably a pleasure to be right now, where it's a bit cool. Anthony, how long have you been with Hemingway's?
About 18 months now.
Okay. And where did you come from?
I've come from the dark side. I was a quality brewer at Forex before this job.
Okay, so you're going from the big guys to the little guys.
The big guys to the little guys. Lots of merit in... some merit in it, I would say. I've got a good background in brewing and brewing quality, and that's what we want to bring to this venue and to the region.
So are you from Brisbane originally?
I spent the majority of time in Brisbane, but I was actually born in Ayr in North Queensland.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you're a Queenslander, so you haven't sort of absolutely left the...
gone too far.
Yeah, you haven't defected totally.
No.
What intrigued you about Hemingway's? It was a couple of blokes doing a startup. They've got a fishing company. Did it sound a bit fishy to you at all, or what?
No, I actually had a really good chat with Craig and Tony about what they were trying to achieve, and like when we discussed what they wanted to achieve, it sounded like a real challenge for one, but also it aligned with my values as well. So I believe in great quality, making great quality craft beer, and that's exactly what they wanted to bring to this region. So I mean, it was a real challenge in order to, we're in a region where typically it is mainstream lagers that are being consumed, and we're introducing craft beer to a region.
So does it excite a brewer to go out of the plain vanilla environment of big bulk beer to craft beer?
Absolutely. I delved a little bit. I didn't spend all my time with the big boys. I have actually spent a bit of time in the craft world before, but and that side of things excited me. I'd been involved in craft with the big brewery as well.
Yeah.
But. Having the opportunity to create those new recipes and exciting and more flavourful beers that you can get, in a brew pub, get direct feedback about from your consumers, that's pretty rewarding.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah. I bet. And did they give you a brief? Well, they just wanted a cold lager at the end of the day's fishing.
No, absolutely. It was not so much around the beers that we were trying to produce. I think it was pretty clear that we wanted to have a good range of beers on display in both the venues.
Mm.
But it was more about the whole picture. So we've got a small brewery and brew bar in Port Douglas, and then we're building a brigger. We're building a bigger one here in Cairns, a lot more sizable venue as well as brewery, and that attracted me up here as well. It's an exciting venture. Mm. It's got lots of capability. It's very good quality gear, and it has the we've got an opportunity, a fantastic opportunity to create great quality.
Right.
Beers, lagers, through to all sorts of different beers.
So this area is a bit of a food bowl in many ways. Have you tried to incorporate any of that into what you produce? Are you using any local botanicals or anything like that?
We have dabbled, but not in our mainstream, in our core range as yet.
How long does it take to actually develop a beer?
It depends on the complexity of it a bit. Mm. Like if there's something you've been working on recipes and you've seen something else work, then it can be quite a short period if you manage to get it right pretty early on. We've just put together a big West Coast IPA, and we've tried a few iterations, but the first one we tried has been...
That was the one?
That was the one.
Right.
So, at this stage, you get lucky sometimes, but quite often, it can take you a number of times to get it right.
Right.
And get exactly what you're chasing. But if you're in new ground altogether and you're really chasing something interesting and different, then it can be quite a lengthy period of time, because you really only know what you've got 2 weeks after you've brewed it.
Yeah. Now, I've got a vested interest in asking you, do you have low-carb beer?
We do have beer that is low-ish carb, probably not true low-carb like you would see
There's a zero-carb beer coming out of Brisbane, I think.
Yeah, so we don't have those styles of beers at the moment, because those styles generally are not as flavoursome.
Right.
Because the carbohydrates that add body to the beer are not
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the funny thing I found is that the lower the carb, the higher the alcohol content. Is there some science at play there that should be the case?
Yeah, there is some science to it. So generally what's being used to create low-carb beers is you're using enzymes to degrade the carbohydrates to simple sugars. So when you do that, the yeast is then able to metabolize all of those simple sugars. Eats them up and creates more alcohol.
Right.
So you don't need to add as much carbohydrate as you're going to consume all of it.
Right. So low alcohol, low carb, not going to happen.
I wouldn't say it's not going to happen.
You might find a tricky enzyme in there somewhere.
You never know.
Yeah.
We're open to having a crack at all sorts of different styles. So
what about at the other end of the scale? Would we see a Guinness coming from Hemingway's?
We've actually got...
I shouldn't say that, John. I should have said stout, but you know what I mean.
You'll certainly see stouts. I mean, it's probably not the greatest weather for stouts.
Oh, you get winter up here.
We do already have a dark lager, which is a little bit more approachable than a stout. And we've got some new product development beers coming through in Port Douglas as well, and we've brewed a big Baltic Porter, which has been barrel aging for almost 4 weeks now.
Okay.
So we will certainly get into some of those more flavourful beers. Mm. They're not potentially not all of them. Are we going to be mainstays in the range?
Yeah,
but.
Switch them in and out.
Seasonals and things like that we'll get into.
And are you bottling and selling cans of the beer, or?
We have a small bottling line, but predominantly our retail play is going to be cans.
Kegs?
Cans.
Oh, cans, okay.
Yeah, so we have a can line that's really highly capable.
And is it available is it available nationally?
It will be available nationally. We've got limited... limited supply at the moment, but we've only just commissioned our can line in the last few weeks.
Okay.
So we're starting to get out there.
Okay.
And if there's a demand nationally, then we'll try and supply nationally.
So the people who come up to Port Douglas and Cairns and enjoy a day's fishing and maybe an evening's drinking might be able to take some home or buy it back there.
Yeah, absolutely. We think there'll be a few venues in Melbourne that we'll be able to distribute our beer.
Okay. And did Hemingway drink beer?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm not sure he did.
I know he didn't mind a drop of a few other things.
Yes.
But, it's a good question. I think it's more about, he loved fishing and that... He loved telling stories, obviously.
Yeah, he did.
And that's the premise behind things.
Yeah, and I love the fact that there's a good story behind this organisation, and hopefully I'll get to speak to the founders of the company and ask why they set this up. But you've got a terrific location here on the
Absolutely.
Wharf.
Absolutely, it's fantastic.
And do the people from the boat jump ashore to have a quiet tipple? Or?
Yeah, we do get some of the guys that are on the reef boats drop in and have a beer. Similarly in Port Douglas as well, we've got quite a following up there with the guys from the boats, and they drop in and have a beer at the end of a hard day's work out on the reef.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for your time. I've enjoyed talking to you, and I'm actually just going to have one of these not-so-low-carb beers to say I've tried it.
You're most welcome, Graham. Pleasure.
That was Anthony Clem, Hemingway's head brewer, speaking with Graham Kemlow at the Cairns Brewery.